Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're in the 6th volume Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav. Beautiful Siman dealing with the actual shofar. And we begin on the very last line of Samach Amud Beis with Sif Chof. The Mechaber tells us, Nosan Shofar L'toch Shofar. If you place one shofar inside another shofar, so it all depends. You're not allowed to blow with two shofars. So is this considered one shofar or two shofars? So it depends. If, in fact, the inner one sticks out on both the mouth-blowing side and on the where the sound comes outside, so that the outer shofar is only around most of it, but there is part of the inner shofar sticking out at both ends. Mishneit stadav. V'nosan apnimi b'piv v'takabo. And you blow into the inner one. So, in other words, you're really only blowing into one shofar in that situation. Therefore, the Mechaber says it's kosher. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nayin Zayin explains, Doz amrinan shnishma kol pnimi levad. Because then you're only hearing the inner shofar sound. There is no second shofar being brought in here. The Ramah adds, Hagah, the linear, the Ramah says, however, Dafilu eino bolate b'tzad arochav rach shovel l'chitzon, he says, on the side where the sound comes out, even if it's not sticking out, the inner one is not sticking out, it's actually even flush with the outer one, it's still going to be good. Holu bolate b'tzad apeh, since at least on the side where you're blowing into it, you're definitely only blowing into the inner one, v'tokeh b'pnimi, and you're blowing into the inner one in that situation, yotzer, it's going to be good. Kain near Ali, he says, this is my opinion, and he says, kain mashma b'loshon orosh. And the Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sivkot Nayin Ches that this is also the opinion of the Mechaber. The im hu ma'at kotzim in achitzon lo yotzel kuliyama, that if in fact there was not extending all the way out, then it would be no good, because then it would be combining a little bit of the external shofar, the outer shofar, with the sound of the inner shofar. The sof yotzi akol mishnei shofros, then it would be coming out from two shofros. But Sivkot Nayin Zayin, he says, because of Ataz, the gam ha-mechaber mode b'zeh, that even the mechaber agrees that if it's flush, then it's perfectly good. The mi'ikra de'anim shneim shovim, the ozef shoshishmu kol apnim b'mikasha, because you're really only hearing the inner shofar sound when they're flush, so then there is no part of the outer shofar that's really combining with the sound. So why didn't the mechaber say that as well? Elam yishum dekasha letzam seim yishovim. The mechaber didn't want to tell us that because he says it's very difficult to do that in practice to make sure that they're exactly the same. The efshar achitzon bolit mat, because maybe the outer one is a little bit more than the inner one. Okay, in hitzruch shia nikar blito shalpnimin. That's why the mechaber said you should have it recognizable that the inner one is sticking out a little bit compared to the outer one. But he technically would agree, according to the Taz, that if there really was no aspect of the outer one being extending over the inner one, then it would be kosher as well, like the Ramah said. We continue with the Mechaber. That is true that we just said that your yotze with the inner one, as long as the outer one didn't somehow impact changing the sound of the inner one by being around it. V'im lav, possible. But if it did change the sound, then it's no good. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Pei. Rotsu lomar, afilu lo yishoma rak kol apnimi, even if you only heard the inner one. Nevertheless, it changed the sound. It's the outer one is like a plating around it, and if that makes the sound thicker in some way or changes it in some way, then the sound is coming from two shofars and it's no good. That's what the Mechaber said. If it does change the sound, it's no good. This actually goes back on the beginning of the Sif. He's telling us, if the inner one doesn't extend out over the outer one, it's possible because then the wind that you're blowing in there, the air that you're blowing in there, heavy kol shnei shofars, is impacting on both shofars, and that is osur. You're only allowed to blow one shofar. Certainly, if one person blows two shofars, you're not yotze in that situation. You have to blow one shofar. Albeit, the issue number 75 brings down, if two people blow the shofar at the same time, each is blowing a separate shofar, the Ramah in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Ches is going to tell us that you, in fact, are yotze in that situation. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds, according to the Rambam, if a person blows on two shofros, that's also a problem of Bal Tosif, in addition to not being Yotze. Now we go to Siv Chaf Aleph. The Mechaber writes, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the shofar that we're blowing on Rosh Hashanah, ain't mechalin lo v'yontov. You're not allowed to go and do malacha to make it a kasher shofar on yontov. Afilu b'davar sheyesh bo mishum shvus, even if it's only din the rabban. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Pei Beis, mishum dechilu yontov, ba'aseh v'lo saseh, because when you're desecrating Yontif over here, you're over both an Aseh and a Lo Saseh. There's an Aseh to observe Yontif, and there's a low sasei of doing melacha. The shofar rak asay, and the shofar, to blow the shofar, is only an asay, and an asay cannot be doche, an asay and a low sasei. Veino doche. It's not able to be doche. The issue footnote number 76 brings down what happens if you didn't follow this rule and you did make the shofar. So the Paras Yosef brings down she iser deraisa also l'skobo. If you did an iser deraisa, then you can't blow with it. But if it was only an iser derabanan, you could. On the other hand, the Rishon Zalman Zatzal says that ain lesser l'skobo shofar zemi shomaisi yontif she can iser shomaisi shabbos v'yontif who isra no. That's the reason you're not allowed to do it because an iser anah and tkiyah shofar is not an iser anah, and therefore he would say that you could be yotze with the shofar b'diavad. Mishnah Berurah continues to come Pei Gimel. It says for the Rabbanon, for a Shavuos, you're not allowed to do this l'chatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Chacham Hishu Divrei Mishal Torah. The rabbis gave their Rabbanons equal power, like a din Torah. They made the Divrei Mishav Yal Tasei b'Makom Asei. And therefore, they said, don't do this, even though you're not going to be fulfilling an Asei. We say you're not supposed to do this, so don't do this. Mechaber continues and says, Keitzad, what's the situation? So how you shofar b'roshila? If you have a shofar in a tree, which you're not allowed to climb up, mid the rabbanon, or mid ever anor, it's on the other side of the river, v'en lo shofar elohu, and you have no other shofar except that shofar. In olal b'ilin, you're not allowed to go on the tree, v'en lo shot al p'nei amayim, you're not allowed to go swim, k'dei l'aviyu, in order to bring the shofar to you. Mishbur explains as if Kohen Pei Dalid, who then the same aloch applies, Shem Yivin also mitchot tchum. You can't even bring from outside the tchum, which is also the rabbanon. Vein leelech chutz l'tchum k'dei l'shmal kol shofar. You're not allowed to go beyond the tchum to hear somebody else blow the shofar. But then call isad rabbanon. The same thing applies with every isad rabbanon. For example, could go nofal alav gal abanim. If a bunch of rocks fell on top of the shofar, shosol l'tal tal abanim k'dei litlo. The rocks are muktzah, so you're not allowed to move them, even though it's only in the Rabbanon, to go get the shofar. If you have to go and fix up the shofar in some way, that's only in the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to do this, even if it's a non-professional way. It would only be an Issa Rabbanon. Even though it's only a Din the Rabbanon, a Shvus, a Gam Kein Osir. That's what the Mechaber is telling us. Sivkon Pehei, Veno Shot Up in Emayim, you're not allowed to go swimming. Umitan Zehu Adin, the Osir Lavo Abimavra, Shekorim Pram, Obisvino Kitana. You likewise can't go across it with some sort of a bridge that's called a Pram. And you're not allowed to go in a small boat, can love your shofar olus kosham, in order to go bring the shofar to you or to blow the shofar over there. However, ochein, im yev shobin yinache, if there is no alternative shofar available, so then the opinion of the chayyadim, das chayyadim, shemutter im hagoy yavirena, then he saw Messiah klal. Then in that situation, if the guy is getting it, it's only amir liakum, that would be allowed. And he says, ayin reish simen tof reish lametes, where these halachas are discussed, mashenichto bezeh, what will be discussed over there. And the issue foot number 81 brings down Shahabi Machmirim Afaide Nochri. We say over there that even via Nochri, there are those that prohibit you from doing so. The Mechaber continues and says, Aide Eino Yudi Mutter, but to ask a non-Jew to do it for you is permissible, the Mechaber says, Davi Shvus de Shvus. This is a Shvus on a Shvus, which means the Ramah says, Pirush, Isra Amirul Eino Yehudi. The whole Isser of Amirul Yaakum is involving the Isser Daraisa, whom Mishum Shvus. The only reason why you can't tell the Akam to do something for you is because of a Shvus, the Rabbanon. Shamu Chazal, Lishbos Mizeh, Amiro Len Yudi, that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do things for you. Obi Isser Darabanon, when it's only an Isser Darabanon that you're asking the guy to do, that's called the Shvus de Shvus. Obi Makum Mitzvah Lo Gazu, and in a situation like this where you're not going to be able to do a Mitzvah unless you do a Shvus de Shvus, Amir Li Akam, you are allowed, in fact, to do so. That is what the Mechaber tells us, as explained here by the Ramah. And he says, Ayin Le'el and Simon Shin Zayin, where this is discussed as well. The Mishbur explains, as if caught in Pei Vav, Lefi Zeh Efshar, Afilu B'mokum Sheish Lo Shofar, Rak Sheinu Shal Ayil. This din that you're allowed to do, Shvus to Shvus, B'mokum Mitzvah, would tell us that even if you want to do the Mitzvah in the most optimal way, you have a regular shofar, but you want to get a ram shofar, the Mutal Havi Adi Nochri Shofar Shal Ayil, the Mitzvah B'ayil, because it's preferable to use an ayil, as we said, and therefore, even though you have a, let's say, a goat's horn, but you want to use a ram's horn, so you'd be allowed to ask the guy to go and bring it. Shus the shus b'makom mitzvah is allowed, even when you could do the mitzvah, but you want to do the mitzvah in a more optimal way. Why? How come? So the issue for number 83 brings down the time for this heter. Shus the shus b'makom mitzvah. And he says shumishum shebofanim elu lo gazu rabbanon. The rabbis never would go there. They're derabbanon in such a situation. So therefore, there is no derabbanon, and that's why we call it Shvus de Shvus, B'makom Mitzvah, but the rabbis never instituted their Shvus in such a setting. Now we go to Sif Chaf Beis. The Mechaber writes, Imeinu Yehudi Hevi Shofar Michutz L'Tchum. If a non-Jewish person brings a shofar from outside of the Tchum, Token Bo, you're allowed to go and use this shofar. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sif Kon Pei Zayin. Hainu Afilu Chutz L'Yuz Beis Mil. This is even if it's more than 12 mil. That's 24,000 amma. A mil is 2,000 amma. According to many, the Havidur Raisa, the Kama Poskim. According to some Poskim, this is a Din Daraisa. Nevertheless, since most say that it is an Issa Darabanan still, so therefore you're allowed to use this. V'imkein ledidu also lomar liakum levio. According to this, you wouldn't be allowed to ask the Akum to go bring it to you, because then it would be not a Shuas to Shuas, then it would be a Shuas in regards to an Issa Daraisa, and that's not allowed. The Lithiru b'sif ha'kodem rak dover shumi derabanan. It would only be according to the opinions that say it's a derabanan. Afil hachi imhevio. But if the guy himself brought it, afil b'shul yisrael, even though he's bringing it for the yid, mutalus kobo, then you'd be allowed to go blow it. Why? But tam shari dover haba michutz tchum mutu betilto. Because something that comes from outside the tchum is permissible to move it. Veino aser ela biachilo ba'anah. The only issue is to get eating it or to get hanah from it. Time lishtamish to use it. And k'moshu kaz b'simin tov kuf tezvav v'zeshu tokeabo tkiyah shel mitzvah. The fact that you're blowing it, that's not considered a hanah. That's a mitzvah, as we've already explained early in this siman. Nevertheless, Mishnah says, "Mikomakum also latad lo b'rchov ir." You shouldn't move it about in the city. Shena mesukanos hamavo shalah b'tzuras haPesach, unless there's an eruv there. Chutzli arba amos, then you can only leave it within the dal amos, because otherwise you have a carrying problem. Can we move a siman tov kuf tezvav as well? The mesukanos be'eruvin kedin. If there is an eruv, then it's not a problem. Nechshev is kibayis umutal latad b'chul. Then there's no problem of carrying. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Yisro shesholach shofar liirach eres ayidei nochri kod Rosh Hashanah." If you send the shofar to another city and it should have arrived there before Rosh Hashanah, v'nisakev nochri, for whatever the reason, the postman, the nochri, didn't get there. They be Rosh Hashanah mechutz tchum, and he brings it from outside the tchum on Rosh Hashanah. Uvnei ayir lo yadu sheyishluchu lem shofar, and they weren't aware that they would get a shofar. Ein letatlo, they're still not allowed to move it. And they shouldn't even blow with it if they have another shofar. However, b'shas tchak, when they don't have another shofar, yesh lahatir, then you can rely upon this hatir and blow it. In the Haggah over there, Ayin Sham in the Mishnah Brura. The Yishu footnote number 86 reminds us that the Ramah said over there, Yisro Shasholach Doran, L'chaverai, De'nachri, Merv Yontif. If you sent a gift to somebody before Yontif started, V'nisakev, V'nachri, V'evi, B'yontif, Michutz Tchum, and the Nachri arrived only on Yontif from outside the Tchum, V'makabal Yodashu Amar L'kablo, and he didn't know he was going to get it, Hadoran also mishum muktza, it's considered muktza in that situation. Levish loyso das yisrael al doran mibod yom, because he didn't expect to get it and use it on yontif. And the mishmar added over there, sheisha chronim shecholkim v'sovim sheimbo mishum muktza. There are those that are more lenient, and he says mishum kach kosav shebishaset chak yish lahatu. That's why under extenuating circumstances you can be mekel. Mechaba continues and says, "Uadin and Mosay and Yudi shofar b'yontif." The same halach applies if the guy made the actual shofar on yontif. Mutar l'skoabo, you would be allowed to go and blow in such a shofar. The Mishmur explains the sifkat and peches. I feel b'shul yisrael, even though he did it for the yid. Or my rishos sanachri b'keren shlo, but the guy is using his own horn of his own animal. Lo habit muktza, therefore it's not muktza. Lo asach daiti, meaning he never gives up hope of using it because he doesn't have a din of muktza. Avol, if it was b'keren shul yisrael, if it was a yid's horn, also l'tatlo, which is not allowed to be moved. But l'skoabo, you wouldn't be allowed to blow with. Why? Doha heve muktza de nolad, because it's the muktza of nolad. And the issue footnote number 87 brings example Chazonish. Shenolad gomur osur bein imhu shal yisrael bein imhu shal nachri. If it was a real nolad, it would be osur even by the nachri. And tam shal shochanach hitir shofar shal so nachri. So why is the guy if he makes it? Mishum sha'af shal achar shenasa shofar hariu kari karen. Even though it's called a shofar now, bein's a nolad, it's not called nolad because it was also called a horn even after it's a shofar. So it was a horn before and it's a horn afterwards. The issue footnote number 88 brings down that the Ramah writes that Nolad is also in Yontif, and even though the Mishbura says, Yesh Cholkim, Mikomakum Kosu Achronim Shein Lahatir, we don't make a heter, Lichat Chila. Now we continue in Mishbura, and he tells us, Vafilu Sobi Yom Rishon de Rosh Hashanah, also Gam Yom Sheni. If it made it on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's still no good on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because we consider Rosh Hashanah like one Yom Arichta. Kidin Beitzah Shonolda Barishon, Dasur Gam Yom Sheni. Like an egg that's laid on the first day is also on the second day. However, the Mishnah brings down, im ein lohem shofar acher klal. If there is no other shofar at all, yesh lismoch al das haposkin de matir nola b'yontif. Then you can rely upon this lenient opinion that says, v'kimatir nolit on yontif, v'liskobo k'desh lo levat l'mitzvah saseh, in order not to give up this mitzvah saseh. U'mutu l'kobo ap yom sheni, and you can even blow it on the second day, which is not really a din daraisa, nevertheless you can use it. Then he adds, "V'chol man sha'ochas obiyado." As long as you're still holding in your hand, mutar l'tkoa bo kol hatkios kefi aminog. Then you can roll the 100 kolos. However, avolim toka hatkios hamuchuyavin. But if you blew the 30 kolos, the 10 of the kia shvarm truah tkiya shvarm tkiya, if you blew those 30 kolos, v'niach shof miyado, and you put it down, then you're not allowed to pick it up again. Shuv ein lo l'tal t'loso kedil l'tkoa bo tkios shel minog. Then he brings that from the Mati frame. You can't blow further. But if you didn't put it down, then you can blow all 100. Then Kazu Achronim, the call also na shofar shemarnu shem sulim is kobem. All the shofars that we said that you're not allowed to blow with them, him sulim beim biyom rishon beim biyom sheni. They're usher to blow on both the first day and on the second day. Now we go to Sif Chav Gimel, the last Sif in this beautiful simon. Yachalitain misochol mayim. The Mechaber tells us that you're allowed to add water to the shofar, or yayin, or wine, letzatzlo, to make the sound more beautiful. However, abul mei raglayim, to add urine, apachol osur b'nei kovel. That you're not allowed to do, even on a weekday, because that's just simply improper. That's a lack of kovel to put urine into the shofar. Mishabur explains Sif Chav and Peites. The afal gav the misak no bekach. Even though by adding wine or water you're making it a nicer sound, so why isn't that a problem of misak in mana? Kivin lo minkru milso to have the other chos. It's not recognizable that this is like a weekday activity. Therefore, shari medichin kalim biyantiv, because you're allowed to rinse kalim on yantiv, so it doesn't look like you're doing something that's a weekday activity. Therefore, it is shari. But you're not allowed to use urine because the Mishabur explains Sifkot and Sadi, that's a lack of kavod. Pirish, b'mnei kodu shamakum. It's that Kodesh Baruch Hu's kavod that you're being yotzei this mitzvah with something that has urine inside of it. Show you mitzvah is bezuyus love. There shouldn't be something that's not considered choshev to you, something that is disgusting. Therefore, even the person who's blowing it says, I don't mind. Gam kein osu. He brings down from the Echronim that it still would not be allowed. The issue footnote number 90 brings down, v'im lulei hatzichtzuch lo yeh nitan letko bo klal. If it wasn't for the fact that you're making the sound nicer, it wouldn't make a good sound at all. So then the Svasema says, maybe you can't be Yotze if you rinsed it with the water or the wine, because Ba'ofen Zeh Hunechshav Kesakin Kli. If it wasn't good beforehand, then it's only by adding the water or the wine that you're making it good. So then that may really be a problem of Mesakin Mana, of fixing the utensil, and that may in fact not be good. I'll just conclude with the famous word from the Vilna Gaon, where it says that you're not allowed to use urine. So he says, who would have had a havamina that they can use urine? And this was talking about in the Beis HaMikdash. He's not talking specifically about a shofar. We see this every morning in the Korbanos section. It says, v'alo miraglayim yofilo, el shem machdisa miraglayim b'mikdash b'nei ha-kovod. So the Vilna Gaon says, who would have had a havamina that you can bring urine in there? And he says, there was a river known as the river Meiraglayim. And even water from such a river that has a name Meiraglayim, he says, that's a lack of kovod. And we see from here the importance of doing things with a proper respect. When we do a mitzvah, we should do it in a proper way. And this beautiful siman dealing with the shofar tells us the optimal way we want to do the mitzvahs, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should do so, without any pagam, without any lack of kavod, and do it in the most mehudutik way. With this, we conclude Sif Chav Gimel, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav, and today's shir.